Brendan Callaghan, it's lovely being here in your house and in Clondalkin and talking to you about the Clondalkin paper mills.
Yes.
And you were there since you joined the paper mills in 1946. That's a couple of years ago now. And tell me a little bit before we talk about the mills, about the O'Callaghans. Where did they originally come from?
I think...
There's no O, by the way. It's just Callaghan, isn't
Callaghan,
it?
Callaghan, yeah. I'm not quite sure. I think it was Kildare, the father's mother came from. But I'm only guessing now. I don't really know.
Okay, now, you're in your 90s, but do you remember your grandfather?
No, one of them was gone on the mother's side. But, no, I don't remember them.
Do you not?
No.
And talk to me then about your father. What was your father's name?
He was Thomas as well.
And what did he do for a living?
He worked in the... He was up in Baldonna. Oh, he worked in the mill for the olden times, like, you know.
Yeah.
He was a greaser. And he worked there. And then it shut down. The mill shut down.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. I think in the 1930s.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, it was 1920?
1936. Reopened.
Yeah. Yeah, so it closed in 1922 and reopened in 1936.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he got into the Army Corps of Engineers. He was up in Baldonna for years. And then he was transferred to a barracks down at... Fermanagh, you know the...
Oh, I do. Is it...
Clancy Barracks, was it?
Collins's Barracks.
No, that's the one on the keys, on the Liffey.
Portobello.
It's on the road with the bridge that goes over the Liffey.
Yes.
And
Island Bridge, yeah.
Island Bridge. That's it. Yeah.
And that's where he was as...
He finished up there. In Clancy Barracks, I think it was.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Clancy Barracks?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
And tell me, was he involved in the Troubles at all?
Oh, he was, yeah. They got medals and all, like, you know. But I don't really remember much about that, like, you know.
Yeah. Was there a kind of... people didn't talk about it too much. I'm sure your father wouldn't have spoken to you about the Troubles.
No.
What side did he take when it came to the split? Did he go with the Free State or did he go with... did he go with De Valera or did he go with
Michael
Collins?
Oh, he went with Collins. Yeah. With Michael Collins.
Yeah. And did he ever talk about Michael Collins?
Well, all he'd be saying that Michael Collins was shot by De Valera.
So tell me about your early memories here in Clondalkin. What do you remember about the village?
Well, I nearly knew everyone in it. It was very small, like, you know, the shops, the pubs and the... Everyone knew one another, you know, that way it was so small, like, you know.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know a fraction of the people knew.
And where did you go to school?
I went to school in the convent when I was a nipper. And then we went to the monastery then when we got to a certain age. I don't know what age we were when we went up to the monastery. I wasn't a very good pupil.
Who taught you there?
Mr. Hassett. And Mr. Ryan was the headmaster there, the head teacher. And there was another man there, and I can't think of his name.
you were a day pupil there. You kind of...
Yes.
You didn't stay. It was a boarding school as well.
Yeah, I wasn't in the boarding school.
Yeah.
I was in the... with all the go-bys.
But when you say you weren't a good student, were you expelled or were you...
No, I wasn't... I didn't want to be in school. I wanted to be out and play football and do all the bad things.
Yeah. But was it a rough place to be?
It was. Hassett, we used to call him Jack Hassett. His temperament was terrible. I remember him one time, that time people used to have boils on them, on their necks and everywhere, like a proper food, he came along. He had a little strap about a foot long and about 4 inches wide. And he came down along the seats. And Larry Dowd had a boil on the back of his neck. And he brought his copy. And the man, Hassett, came down on him. On top of the bile, and poor old Matty fell out on the floor. All busted the bile,
Of course.
Mm.
It was horrible, was it?
Yeah, it was terrible.
And it didn't, that kind of punishment that was given.
It frightened you.
Yeah. So. But why? No wonder you didn't want to stay in school.
Yeah.
You wanted to get out and play football. And you did play football there,
did you? Yes. I did. I played for the Towers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's where I started to play for the Towers.
But before we leave the monastery, could you describe it to me? Describe was it small classrooms?
There was only the two rooms. Mr. Ryan, he was the head master. He was in the big room. And to that man, I can't think of his name.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
But anyway, he was in that room as well. But Jack Hassett had the other room. It wasn't quite as big as the other one. But...
Were there many of you? I mean,
there was about 40 of us
in the class.
Yeah,
and was Irish something that was taught?
Nobody liked the Irish at that time. Yeah. The pupils, they didn't like the Irish, but it's only when. When you're out, when you leave school, that you realise the mistake you made,
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the football field. So when you joined the Towers.
Yeah.
What was it like? What was the colour? What was the jersey? What colour?
Yeah, the green and white.
Yeah. What part of the field did you play in?
I played in defence. Yeah, I played left full most of the time. Then ramble up the field, maybe get a score or something.
You played with Carl Welsh?
Yes.
Yeah, what part of the
field? Oh, Carl was up on the forwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Harry O'Brien was in the... Poor Harry, he's deceased as well. And Larkin, Oliver Larkin, he was the goalkeeper. And, he came in late. But I had great lads,
And you were very successful. You won a lot of competitions at the time.
Yeah, we It was a junior team, and we went through the whole competition undefeated. We weren't beaten. But then there were all good players, like, you know, all the, Mick Muldowney and Joe Muldowney. And then there was other chaps, Jamie Langell and, Conley, a fellow by the name of Conley from the Seventh Loch. And I just can't think of the names now.
All right, but you had a great following. Every time you played in the town, you had a busload of local people would go
and
support you.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. They were very good, the supporters. Yeah. We played a few games in Croke Park. But we didn't win. We won the intermediate championship. I can't remember the date.
51-52.
Oh, 51-52, yeah.